Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round.
Yeah, hopefully the buses are okay this morning. Andy Jenks is with the Henrico County School System, and he joins us this morning. How are we looking, Andy? You okay in Henrico?
Well, I'll know in a little while longer, but right. So far, so good. And by the way, John, I'm happy to do the interview, but I told Trey it would be on condition that I can get an autographed copy of Style Weekly when we're done. Okay. So if you can make that happen, that would be great.
Well, I've got like 50 of them sitting in my office, and you're the first person to come down and ask for an autograph. So believe me, you can take two. That'll be great.
I'll be right over.
All right. Thanks, Andy. So 14 schools starting this year with new principals in Henrico. How did that happen?
Yeah, well, a combination of reasons. We have folks who retire, folks who accept promotions either in our own central office or seek a promotion elsewhere in education, and then our leadership pipeline develops folks who are ready to take on that new role. And sometimes the movement is within the school system. Folks who used to be a principal at elementary, for example, might decide that a seat at the middle school level is something that interests them. And then we've had at least one middle school principal who was in a position for 10 years, was interested in an opening at the high school level. So in one respect, it's nice to see folks who have put in the time and have the experience and have developed the relationships that are necessary to be successful in that next step in their career.
Yeah, not the kind of thing you are freaking out about. This isn't a mass exodus from Henrico or anything negative. Yeah,
no, I don't think so. In many cases, it's retirements and folks right. seeking the next step. And we're happy that in a lot of cases, folks stay in Henrico. And it's if we're doing it right, then we're training folks when they are associate or assistant principals to be ready for when that seat opens up.
Gotcha. Let's talk about redistricting 2021, yeah. changing the school lines, and people buy their homes, so they know exactly what neighborhood they're in because they plan it out over the next 18 years. This is where they want their kids to be. What do you think might happen here? And is there any way for parents to, A, educate themselves on what might occur and offer comment on that?
Well, I think you hit that nail right on the head. Our redistricting process, while we've announced that it's happening mm-hmm. for several months, it really gets underway in earnest starting next week. So we have a couple of public information sessions that are on September 9th and on September 11th next week, identical sessions. Two different days, two different locations. But at this point, it's about developing some awareness and answering questions so that when our committee, our citizen committee, does its work and comes up with options or recommendations, probably in the month of November, that we'll have folks who are familiar with the process and will be able to offer constructive feedback and comments and certainly should know going in that there are bound to be revisions so that when the first round of options is available later this fall, folks should know that very rarely does that end up being the last possible development in a redistricting process. We expect there to be revisions and updates all throughout the winter, ultimately leading up to what's expected to be a vote by our school board in May of next year. So there's a website, a web page on our site, I should say, okay. henricoschools.us/redistricting2021, the 2021 being indicative of when new boundaries would take effect.
Gotcha.
And folks can get informed, plan to attend as many of the public meetings as they wish, and leave their feedback now if they want to. There's a button you can click in order to do that.
And Andy, what's the catalyst for those changes? Is it based on population? Neighborhoods fill up and you need new schools, or are there other factors that are taken into this?
I think it's a combination of all of the above. Certainly, there are four main goals to our process, and one of them is to efficiently use all of the available space within our existing 72 schools and program centers. We have Holiday Elementary as one example that's being doubled in size, and so that school will need to be filled as well, which would relieve some of the overcrowding in the schools in the Brooklyn district of Henrico County. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we have a new Tucker and a new Highland Springs High School that will be built and opening up in a couple of years, and those will have a few additional seats in the new construction, and so we'll account for that as well.
Yeah.
But the last time Henrico County did a comprehensive redistricting, it was 10 years ago. So things have changed. Population trends are emerging, and what we want to do is adequately fill our buildings, not only now, but 10 years or more into the future, so that this kind of process won't have to be repeated anytime soon. We certainly know how disruptive, or at least concerning, it can be. Yeah. To a county as big as Henrico's, as big as Henrico is, and so we want to take great care that when we do it once, we do it right.
Yeah, hopefully people are paying attention to it. We talked to Dr. Daugherty in Chesterfield about the possibility of all the students starting before Labor Day next year. Are you all contemplating that as well in Henrico?
We started to get a lot of those questions this summer. Folks are looking a year ahead and needed to make reservations either for camp, childcare, or just straight up vacations. We put out a message just yesterday where we committed to starting after Labor Day next year in 2020.
Okay.
So the day after Labor Day next year, Henrico County is still going to start on that Tuesday. But we will consider starting prior to Labor Day 2 years from now,
mm-hmm.
but not until we get the community involved in that discussion as well. We have the option to do it, of course. We've advocated for that option for several years. And now that it is an option, it's our job to involve the community in that conversation just to see where folks are at in terms of the pre-Labor Day start. But of course, with reservations needing to happen in many cases a year in advance, we're going to commit to starting on the day after Labor Day next year. So really, it's a conversation about what we do 2 years from now.
Yeah. Would that decision be made summer of 2020, like June or July?
I think our calendar creation process typically happens in the fall, and usually we build a calendar 1 year out. But I think what you'll see this year is that we're going to build out calendars for the next 2 years to allow people to plan, especially if there would be such a significant change
right.
in the year 2021.
Interesting. Well, it's complicated. Thousands of people and their lives, kind of hanging there as you all make your decisions. Andy Jinks from the Henrico County Public School System. Hope the rest of the day goes well. It sounds like you're off to a good start. Thanks, Andy.
That makes two of us, John. Yeah. Thanks so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.